Part 3. Listen to an extract from a radio talk about applying technology in the classroom. For questions 21 to 25, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You will hear the extract twice. You now have 2 minutes to look at the questions. Technology in the classroom. The pros and cons of applying digital technology in the classroom is a debate which has taken place on multiple platforms repeatedly over recent years and will undoubtedly continue to do so. To argue against the use of technology in the classroom would be to argue against learner autonomy and choice, against having a wide range of free but well thought out and professionally presented resources. It would be counterproductive to learners increasing their exposure to knowledge and getting involved in communities outside the classroom. It would, in short, be a debate against the fast-moving, ever-developing information highway. There are, however, persuasive arguments from the opposing school of thought, with teachers claiming that they are not paid enough to spend all their free time learning to use digital tools and implementing them. Furthermore, it is often claimed that the abundance of technology in our schools hinders students' ability to think for themselves and learn via time-tested styles and methods of research. Whatever happened to leafing through a book, taking time to work out how one can gather the information one needs rather than simply Googling it? Perhaps one of the most worrying aspects of today's youth's complete immersion and total dependence on technology is the creation a disengaged generation who are glued to their screens 24/7 and are socially inept except when online, to the point that face-to-face interaction has become an anathema to them. Add to that the emergence of cyberbullying, a disturbing trend of online harassment, and it's not hard to see that there is a dark side to this technological marvel. So how much is too much? Such an emotive subject brings forth many schools of thought and cannot be solved just by theoretical analysis, but by learning enough about it so as to form a well-rounded opinion. As modern technology and the internet become more and more a part of our lives, we ought to move past the technology versus no technology debates. What ultimately matters is the way we use it, the context we use it in, and the learners we use it for. Technology in the classroom. The pros and cons of applying digital technology in the classroom is a debate which has taken place on multiple platforms repeatedly over recent years and will undoubtedly continue to do so. To argue against the use of technology in the classroom would be to argue against learner autonomy and choice, against having a wide range of free but well thought out and professionally presented resources. It would be counterproductive to learners increasing their exposure to knowledge and getting involved in communities outside the classroom. It would, in short, be a debate against the fast-moving, ever-developing information highway. There are, however, persuasive arguments from the opposing school of thought, with teachers claiming that they are not paid enough to spend all their free time learning to use digital tools and implementing them. Furthermore, it is often claimed that the abundance of technology in our schools hinders students' ability to think for themselves and learn via time-tested styles and methods of research. Whatever happened to leafing through a book, taking time to work out how one can gather the information one needs rather than simply Googling it? Perhaps one of the most worrying aspects of today's youth's complete immersion and total dependence on technology is the creation of a disengaged generation who are glued to their screens 24/7 and are socially inept except when online, to the point that face-to-face interaction has become an anathema to them. Add to that the emergence of cyberbullying, a disturbing trend of online harassment, and it's not hard to see that there is a dark side to this technological marvel. So how much is too much? Such an emotive subject brings forth many schools of thought and cannot be solved just by theoretical analysis, but by learning enough about it so as to form a well-rounded opinion. As modern technology and the internet become more and more a part of our lives, we ought to move past the technology versus no technology debates. What ultimately matters is the way we use it, the context we use it in, and the learners we use it for.